Cars, a copyrighted program created by the Rio Grande Oil Company.
San Diego police calling all cars, attention all cars, broadcast 125. Regarding a dead body at the Holmes Hotel. That's all.
Modern police cars make ideal testing laboratories for gasoline. Every hour of the day and night, they travel over the same streets that you drive on, meeting the same traffic congestion, stopping, starting, speeding up hundreds of times daily. And what gasoline do you suppose has proved most economical for police cars? You know, everybody knows, that more police cars are powered by Rio Grande cracked gasoline wherever it is sold than any other brand. Of course, this gasoline was first chosen for police cars because of the unusual speed and power it gives up. But the very refining process that makes Rio Grande crack the more powerful gasoline also makes it more economical. It is the exclusive, patented Rio Grande cracking process that breaks up the atoms so that every drop burns more thoroughly and creates more power than uncracked gasoline. Unless gasoline is cracked, whole drops pass through your cylinders without burning. They drip down to dilute your oil. They go to waste out your exhaust. That isn't economical. Your car, every car, needs a gasoline that burns quickly, efficiently, without waste. Rio Grande cracked gasoline has been proved by many cities and counties that keep accurate records to be the most efficient and most economical gasoline. If you want to get more for your money, if you want to enjoy police car performance in your own car, fill up your tank with the same Rio Grande cracked gasoline that police cars use. Now it is our pleasure to present Chief of Police George Sears of San Diego, California. Chief Sears.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. When you have spent most of your life in the policing business, you come to the realization that the unexpected is the thing to expect. An apparently simple crime may develop into an almost unsolvable mystery, and a baffling, clueless murder may solve itself. It is customary for calling all cars to dramatize the more spectacular crimes in which there was an immense amount of police work. But in tonight's broadcast, you'll hear a case which literally dropped into our lap. Nevertheless, I believe it will prove of interest to you, for it attempts to go behind the impersonality of a police file and search the souls of the human beings involved. If you were to read the story in a book, you would say that the writer's imagination was getting away from him, and yet this is the way it happened, just as you will now hear now.
The beach at Waikiki. Warm, living moonlight paints the breaking surf with silver, catches the waving palm fronds on the white sand, throws deep shadows in the tropical jungle beyond. Through the heavy, lush foliage glimmers the light of a campfire, and across the sweet, scented night comes the sound of native music. Swaying to the rhythm of the hula, three native girls circle the fire, their grass skirts swishing. The guests at the luau, stuffed with fish and coconuts, papayas and mangoes, watch with seeking interest. Suddenly, one of them, an American sailor, nudges his companion.
Hey, Henry, it's really 11 o'clock. We got to get going.
Why, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, but the last Liberty boat leaves at 11:30.
What of it? Let it go.
Now, listen, Hank, you can't afford to report late again.